Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. We're talking with Peter Huntley, founder and CEO of Stargazer Cast Iron, as well as Stu Schenk, director of marketing. Stargazer designs and makes cast iron cookware from its location on South 12th Street in the south side of Allentown. So Peter and Stu, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here, Mike. Thanks.
Great, thanks. Peter, how did Stargazer get started, and why did it start here in the Lehigh Valley?
Stargazer started in 2015. As to the Lehigh Valley, I came to the Lehigh Valley for college. I went to Lafayette College, and I finished in 2008 with an art major. And after designing different things for different industries, I ended up in the housewares industry designing glass and ceramics, and I got hooked on cast iron in around 2013, became really obsessed with it, cooking with it, collecting it, and I designed my own skillet with my, design background that I had, and in 2015, I launched the company.
And how does one design his own skillet?
Yeah, I'd been cooking with skillets for, a couple years at that point, but I had a lot of sense of features I liked, features I didn't like, optimal weight, optimal surface finish. I had all these, opinions for what made a great skillet. And I had enough experience in the glass and ceramics industry that I feel like I had a general sense of, how things are molded and manufactured and these types of things, that I could get the ball rolling. And then for the last 5 years, I've been learning more all the time.
And Peter, what were some of those things that you thought weren't quite doing it for you, the 5 years ago in terms of design or in terms of function?
A lot of it was just that skillets were antiquated. I mean, they've been around for over 100 years and they haven't changed that much in that time. And there was some of that over the last few decades in particular, the quality had been on the decline, and from a design perspective, they hadn't changed. There were some modern features that I thought I could bring into it that would make it more functional, more practical, easier to use. Stuff like the surface finish, which is both a design thing and a quality consideration just because of the extra time and labor that goes into it. And then some design features that are unique to Stargazer, like the flared rim and the fork handle, and some of these things that just make it more functional.
When you said cast iron has been around for more than 100 years, why is it so enduring when we've had advances in cookware?
Well, there's definitely something nostalgic about it now because of those deep roots in American history. I mean, if you look back late 1800s, early 1900s, it was the cookware in America. And things start changing somewhere around World War II. But I think now there's people that, maybe millennials in my generation that didn't grow up with it, and they see it as this thing, they remember when their grandparents had it, and there's this nostalgic quality. But I think it sticks around. It still has that appeal because of the cooking performance. I mean, it still cooks just as well as it did back in the day. It still, has those heat retention properties and the things that people love about cast iron cooking. And also that the skillets themselves, they last forever. I mean, those ones from the early 1900s are still knocking around at, tag sales and whatnot.
Wow. Yeah, and I would say, if I could jump in, one more thing that, people really like about cast iron is, as I'm sure you know, Mike, in the past 10 years, people are more and more concerned about their health. And the thing that people really love about cast iron is the fact that it's really one of the only completely natural pieces of cookware that you can find out there. You have your seasoning, which makes it sort of naturally nonstick, as opposed to having these space-age coatings that may or may not be toxic to your health. And so we get a lot of people coming to cast iron who are just concerned about their health and what they're cooking in for their families and friends, and they find cast iron because it really is a pure all natural cookware solution.
Well, and no matter how well you take care of a non-stick pan, eventually it degrades, and
right.
you know it flakes off, and those flakes have to go somewhere.
Right. Yeah. And once it starts flaking, that pan goes in the garbage too, because you know those non-stick coatings generally can't be reapplied, whereas the seasoning on cast iron is a constantly renewable thing. You know, it's constantly recoating and you know never has to be tossed.
So, what cast iron cookware are you making right now at Stargazer?
We just have our skillet in a couple different sizes right now, and it's the skillet, like I said, with those you know design features like the larger helper handle, the flared rim, and some of those other things that we think make it more usable. We actually had a really ambitious launch schedule for 2020 planned, and as you can imagine, with the pandemic, that's a lot of that's been delayed more than we would have liked. So I think in 2021, we're going to see a lot of new things. You know, we have probably 4 or 5 different products in the works right now that I don't want to say too much because I'm not sure, you know, what we're launching first and whatnot. But we'll be expanding the line significantly in the next year or so.
Well, we'll have to get you back on the show at some time to talk about that.
Thank you.
So question for Stu. Stu, how does a kind of up-and-coming you know, brand like Stargazer market against some of the you know, the larger people in the category? I mean, the name that comes to mind for cast iron is Lodge. Anywhere you go to the store, you look online, you see Lodge, and I'm sure there are a couple others too. You know, what advantages and disadvantages do you have as a small player in the market?
Yeah, you know, I would say there's several other manufacturers out there in the market. And what Stargazer is really focused on is just concentrating on our core strengths. And some of those things I would say in particular are first and foremost our quality and then what I would call our fit and finish. And those things sort of go hand in hand. So basically we're doing more than a lot of companies are in the finish of the skillet. To be sure, particularly in the smooth cooking surface, to be sure that we're improving the cooking performance of the pan, it increases the nonstick qualities of the cast iron. We have our unique features, some that Peter touched on already, with our fork handle that stays cool while you're cooking, so you don't need some sort of silicone sleeve when you're cooking on the stovetop or even the grill of the fire, you know, if your pan is positioned right. The flared rim, so you don't get as much leaking when you're pouring liquids out of the side of the pan, and you can pour from any angle, which is really nice. And the other thing is just the way that we go to market, which we're a direct-to-consumer company, so we're producing our products ourselves, and then we are the sole retailer of our products. So we only sell them through our online store. And what that does is that gives us an advantage insofar that we're selling a premium product with quality that is at the top of the market. But we can do it at a fair price because we don't have a bunch of middlemen to pay in the meantime. So we're shipping products directly from the last manufacturing facility here in Allentown directly to our customers, directly to the end user. And, you know, we really want to be building relationships with the people that are supporting our brand. And we've been able to do that very successfully. And so, you know, it's been really great. You know, it's been really great.
Now, I know we did, you talked earlier about seasoning the pan and it being, you know, ultimately nonstick at the time. But I know there is a perception that they are more difficult to clean and maintain than other cookware. What's the reality out there, and how do you work with addressing that perception?
I'll take that one. I would say that it's not so much that it's more difficult to take care of, is that it's just a little different than the cookware that younger people probably grew up with. So I know for me, you know, it's not, you're not your cast iron skillet in the dishwasher, but in terms of seasoning, that's a once in a while type thing. That's just general maintenance. And other than that, the cleaning is pretty straightforward. A lot of people just rinse with hot water, wipe it out, and it's, you know, it's pretty much good to go. So it's not that it's a lot of work. It's just being mindful of the ways that the material is different than, say, stainless or some of the coated aluminum that maybe people are more accustomed to.
And I'm wondering also, are there dishes that people would be making at home that they tend to associate with other cooking methods, it might do just as well or even better in cast iron. I'm thinking specifically about something like steak, where you know, people think that it goes right on the grill, but I've read over and over again from chefs that the best way to prepare steak is in a really hot, searing it in a cast iron pan.
Yeah, I think that what I tell people is that anything that that's cooking in fat, and whether that's searing proteins or browning vegetables or anything, really anything that's cooking in fat or that would do well with high heat browning, I mean, that can be anything from potatoes and Brussels sprouts to searing steaks, which is also really popular. All of those, in my opinion, are get an upgrade from being cooked in a cast iron pan.
I would also argue and add to that a lot of baked goods are better from a cast iron cooking vessel. Things like pizzas and cornbread and dishes of that nature really get a nice caramelized crust on the outside edges because of the cast iron skillet, and you get some really nice even cooking as well.
Well,
that heat retention. I mean, it's similar to what a pizza stone does to pizzas. When you have a cooking surface that is able to hold all that heat, that's where you get that browning and that crust, and that really, that does translate to steak as well as it does to cornbread.
Well, I also did notice on your website that there are several causes that you support in conjunction with purchases. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Stu, do you want to take that, actually?
Yeah, sure, I can jump in on that. We wanted to align ourselves and be able to give back to causes that we felt really aligned with what our mission was as a company, or our missions, I guess I should say. We align ourselves with a few different causes. The Appalachian Mountain Club, which is an organization that educates people in the outdoors, particularly in the Northeast, with the Appalachian Trail and, from Virginia all the way up through New England. And so basically they are trying to educate people on responsibly being in the outdoors and on conservation of the outdoors, which is particularly important to us. We built our manufacturing practices around sustainability. A lot of the materials we use in production are recycled materials, all the way down to our packaging, which is recycled cardboard that's made right in Emmaus locally. So, it's a cause that's important to us. Another one is the military. We like to support the military and our veterans, the people who have served our country and have sacrificed. And so we also give to Folds of Honor, which is a great organization supporting military veterans from all branches of the military and offering scholarships to the children of injured or deceased service members to be able to honor their legacy. And then finally, the Valley Youth House, which is it's a local organization here. They were started in the Lehigh Valley, and they've since branched out to the rest of Pennsylvania. And they support basically youth who might be in trouble for one reason or another. They fight against homelessness, and they try to help shape kids who might not have mentors and help them grow for the future. So. Yeah, three great causes, and essentially, if you donate to them during checkout, we match the dollar donation. So,
well, those are good causes to support. Definitely, we appreciate you doing that. One last question: how can people find you online?
You can go to our website, stargazercastiron.com.
Hey, great! Hey, thank you both for joining us here on WDIY.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.